This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Everybody, welcome to Profoundly Pointless. My name is Nick VinZant. Coming up in this episode, jetpacks and shady friends.
I mean, I gotta go wrestling then, to be honest. And I've always wanted someone just to call me, you know, like The Rock.
Really? Rollerblade is the kind of stupid thing that you buy like once every 7 years. Like, I'm gonna start rollerblading. This sucks. 7 years later, I'm gonna start rollerblading. Oh, this still sucks. 7 years later, I'm going to buy these rollerblades.
I'm done, man. I'm done with this. I'm done with that. I'm done with my thinking about my friends, poking out with my wife after I'm dead.
I want to thank you guys so much for joining us. If you get a chance, like, download, subscribe, share. We really appreciate it. It really helps us out. Welcome to our Thanksgiving special. Let's get right into it. Give John Shull a call. Would you consider yourself to be a happily married man?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know which one of your friends, if something happened to you, would move in on your wife first?
Oh, man. Yes. I think I have an idea of who. You know, this is going a couple of years back, but I've had friends of mine actually tell me or kid with me about my wife being attractive, so that they would probably go first.
But it's good that you've identified friends of yours that you know would make a pass at your wife.
You know, I mean, I say that, and then I honestly think it would never happen. I would hope it would never happen, right? Because you think that they're good friends for a reason. But who knows? If I was to have a heart attack right now and drop, I mean, my wife's, you know, 31. She has a bunch of good years left on her. Why should she sit around and mope? You know what I mean?
Oh, no. What time frame would you be comfortable with your wife moving on?
I mean, to be honest, I would say anytime after get rid of me officially, whether that's in the ground or, you know, cremate me or whatever you want to do. You got to move on. Life's too short to be kind of hung up.
I actually agree with you. Like, I was going to say 6 months. But then as we started talking about it, I'd be fine with 3 weeks. Like, yeah. Really, I'm dead. You got other stuff to do. Like, get your life going again. You get the insurance, well, the insurance money takes a while. You can't have, that would be the deal, right? Like, you can find a new man, but he doesn't get any of my insurance money. That goes all to you and the kids. He gets none of the insurance money, but I'd be fine with, man, I might be okay with even a week after the funeral.
I mean, I would be all right. I would like add in a couple of stipulations. One is like, you know, not one of my best friends. Like if I was to die and, you know, you're happily married. I'm just using you as an example because I'm talking to you. But like, I would not be okay with my wife, you know, like you and my wife getting together if I was to die suddenly. Like that is not okay to me or any of my other best friends.
Yeah, I'm going to go 3 weeks with just some random person, but a year with somebody that I know.
I don't know if I'd be okay with that. Not that I'd have a choice because I'd be in heaven or hell, wherever I'm going. But
if you were going to give yourself a nickname, what nickname would you give yourself? Be honest. Don't try to make up something that sounds a little self-deprecating. Be like, I wish somebody would call me this.
I mean, I got to go wrestling then, to be honest. And I've always wanted someone just to call me, you know, like The Rock. Like,
really?
I this is going to sound really, it's going to sound weird, I guess, but I admire The Rock and what he has done, as we've documented on this podcast many a times. I would probably piss myself if I was just walking down the street and someone, like, I overheard somebody say, like, oh man, there goes The Rock, or like, that guy looks like The Rock. You know what I mean? Like, I would just turn around and just smile and probably piss myself.
Would you get all giddy? Like,
yeah. I mean, listen, I'm never going to have muscles anywhere a quarter of the size of his, probably because I don't use steroids and I don't work out. But I mean, that would just be a great nickname to have. I think it's just, I mean, The Rock is so symbolic of so many things. Now, if I was actually being realistic and thinking of nicknames, probably like the Rhino comes to pass. Like, our,
ooh,
you know, I don't know, the powerful cow or something, you know, something that, like, big and dumb, but like not almost, you know, not to the point to where it's,
you know, it would be the hippo.
Yeah, but see, I mean, hippos are very furious creatures, and I'm pretty laid back for the most part. I mean, they're big and I get that, but like, so
would you rather be the cow or the hippo?
Oh, the hippo for sure. I mean, hippos are, I mean, right, they're like revered beasts in the animal kingdom. I mean, they're badasses. Cows are just like, they live, they die, they get eaten by humans.
But if I was going to rank those nicknames, like, Rhino is definitely, that's top tier, right? That's A, B tier that you're talking about. If you're the hippo, that's like a little neutral. That's probably like C tier. The cow is definitely like D or F tier.
You know, the more I'm thinking about this, I have to be boring though and say that the nickname that I have that has kind of been with me since high school, I love, and that's pretty Dinky simple. Dick. well, no. Shoal Daddy.
Oh God. That's so terrible.
I mean, you know, my wife was very quick to expel that, you know, when we got married.
Dude. Shoal Daddy.
And I'm not saying I had it for any particular reason, but I mean, I think it's still kind of relevant in some aspects. I mean, you know, I'm Shoal Daddy now. Like, I'm a dad and I'm a Shoal, so I'm Shoal Daddy.
Right. For people who may be listening to this podcast for the first time or the first couple of times, John is a very kind, very smart man.
Wow.
But he has terrible, terrible taste. The best way to know if something is appropriate is to ask John, and whatever his opinion is, do the opposite and you're probably fine. So, like, he thinks Shoal Daddy is a great nickname. Everybody listening to this immediately realized, oh, that's a terrible nickname.
I mean, I think any man that's listening to this right now is like, oh, okay. I would love to have, like, the name Daddy attached to my last name.
I'm sure there is a certain segment of the audience that would like to have Daddy attached to their nickname. I'm sure there is a larger segment of the audience that probably doesn't want Daddy attached to their name.
I mean,
you can take that however you want to.
I mean, I feel like I need to turn it around now on you and ask you what your nickname would be.
The Mail, because I fucking send it.
Of course. That's terrible, and it's really cliche, and it's kind of a
good example. You've never heard that before in your life. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on here.
Are we moving on? Are we giving some shout outs now? Is that this part of the program?
Waiting on you, Shoal Daddy.
Thanks, mailman or mail sender or the mail, whatever. No, you want to call yourself.
It's a two word nickname. It's the Mail.
The Mail. All right, let's give some shout-outs. We'll start off with Hannah Kane. Not Herman Kane, but Hannah Kane.
Is he dead?
Yes, unfortunately, RIP. Snarky Optimist. Ooh, Megan JG. Alex Lawrence with probably the coolest handle. Alex Law Don't Play. Scorpion, appreciate y'all on Twitter, Instagram. John, Jenna. Britt Francis, almost stumbled on that one. Nicholas Couch, which I'm not entirely Not sure that's his last name, but we'll go with it anyways.
Nicholas Couch.
Like. And then Tyler Barnick. Appreciate
TB.
Appreciate y'all checking us out this week. All right, Nick, pretty simple questions here, but I'm sure we'll find a way to mess them up. Would you rather for the rest of your life feel like you have to sneeze or have the hiccups? Which one would you have? Would you pick?
I've heard of some people who had this hiccups for like years and their lives are basically miserable. I think you would adjust to the feeling that you just had to sneeze. Like initially, yeah, eventually you would just get used to it. But I don't think you would ever really get used to just having the hiccups, because that would be okay. There would be the hiccups is something that would be physically happening to you. Like it would actually happen. Feeling like you had to sneeze would just be a feeling. It wouldn't actually be physically happening to stop you from what you're doing. So I would go with the feeling like you had to sneeze over hiccups.
Yeah, for sure. I'm right there with you. Hiccups are terrible, by the way. I have a great remedy if anyone ever wants to know. Just check me out on
Twitter.
Okay,
well, what is it? Don't hold it back. Like, people are just going to call you up randomly to get this remedy.
That's what I hope someday. That's what I'm here for. It's actually via my wife, so I can't take any credit for
this.
But
you don't actually have it, right? You heard it from somebody else.
No, it's my wife's doing, but it works because it solved my hiccups plenty of times. Basically, what you do is you take a cup of water and you drink it upside down and long gulps, and it works. I don't know why it works, but it works.
What do you mean you drink it upside down? Like you personally are upside down?
No. So what you do is you put your head down. And you have the cup, right, in either hand, and you lift it up like you're drinking, and it simulates the effect of being upside down, apparently, and it works. I don't know. I don't
Wait
know
a minute. I'm physically. So confused. So are you, like, upside down? Are you as the person upside down? Are you actually drinking the water? What's happening?
No, it's you are not upside down physically, but you put your head down, and you tip the water glass up. Instead of, like at a certain degree or an angle, and that's supposed to simulate being upside down, and the way that the water goes through your, esophagus into your chest is supposed to simulate you being upside down, which apparently helps cures the hiccups.
I can't picture this at all. So wait a minute. You're standing completely normally.
Yeah, you can be standing, sitting, whatever.
But are you tilting your head in any certain kind of way? Are you trying to like...
So you're looking down and you have the glass, like I said, in either hand or whatever cup, and you're drinking like normal, but you literally tilt the cup almost at, at a whatever degree that would be, 90 degrees, almost vertically, and you take big gulps to simulate like you're upside down, and it works.
So basically, you're just drinking the water with your head down.
Apparently, yes, I guess.
Okay, so that would be the much easier way to explain it instead of trying to make it sound like somebody's flipping you upside down, you're standing on your head and drinking water.
You are not so getting waterboarded. That is not happening.
Right. So basically, you just put your head down and drink water is the miracle thing that you're talking about.
Yes, and listen, it's not my miracle, it's my wife's miracle, so.
Okay. All right, what's your next thing?
Would you rather get a paper cut every time you touch your phone or bite your tongue every time you eat something?
I would go with paper cut, right? Yeah. They hurt, but biting your tongue is inconvenient.
I would agree with you, except I don't think anyone realizes how often they touch their phone.
Yeah, but eventually, right, I would purposely not be touching my phone as much. If I got a paper cut every single time I got it, but there's not really very much you can do about eating. You still got to eat. And biting your tongue hurts. How big of a paper cut?
Less than others, but it's fine. And I'm talking about me on that one.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the paper cut? How bad is the tongue biting?
So I had originally written down a paper cut like between your knuckles.
Ooh, no, dude. That's awful.
And I didn't really write anything down for biting your tongue. So I'm going to go with like paper cut beneath or on the knuckles and just a regular tongue bite. Like, you're eating your food and you're like, oh, I just bit my tongue. Like, and then you move on. All right. Last one. Would you rather have the Nick Van Zandt likeness
Did you just screw up my, how did you say my last name?
Van Zant.
Okay, you said Van Zant.
I might have been doing that on purpose, but whatever. Would you rather have the Van Zant
Lexus? You just did it again.
I did it, but that was on purpose again. Would you rather have the Van Zant likeness on sexual products or alcohol?
Oh, so my face on sex products or alcohol?
Yeah.
What kind of sex products are they? Are we talking like erectile dysfunction pills? Or are we talking like Magnum condoms?
I mean, when I'd written down this question, I was kind of just thinking like dildos and condoms.
Okay, so more positive connotation. More like than Vin Zant's mini wiener extension pin.
I'm just thinking of your face on a dildo, and it's just making me laugh right now.
I mean, okay, to make myself laugh, I think it would be fairly hilarious to have my likeness on sex products. Like, that would just be funny, but nobody would ever buy them. The only way that I would have my face, though, on any kind of alcohol would, number one, it would have to be cheap. It would have to be the cheapest kind of its particular genre in the store. And it would need to be like me looking crazy, right? Like, I'm thinking like moonshine whiskey with me in one of those hats, just looking batshit crazy. Like, oh man, this stuff is going to be something.
All right, moving okay. on. Top five.
All
time.
Right, well, wait, which one are you going to do? Are you going to have your face on alcohol or sex products?
If I was going just for laughs, sex products. But realistically, I would probably have to do alcohol.
How much would they have to pay you to be like an actor in an erectile dysfunction commercial or like a herpes commercial or one of these places where you're like, who did they get to be the face of genital warts?
Oh man.
Like, I mean, how much would they have to pay you to do that?
To nothing. I mean, well, no, not nothing. I mean, 500, $1,000. I'd do as many of those things as you wanted if you're paying me.
Yeah. I feel like there would have to be kind of an elevated rate, right? Like, as actors, they get a rate based on how much experience they have or however that works, and it's always a certain amount. I feel like it would almost be like hazard pay. Like, okay, this is your day rate, but since it's for venereal disease, you get an extra $500.
I mean, shit, I would do it for just $500 to go on TV and tell someone, you know, buy this herpes cream. Like, you're goddamn right. I mean,
do you have your family over for your first commercial when it airs? Like, there I am.
No, definitely not. I'm, I've seen former coworkers of ours and commercials that come on at 3, 4, or 5 in the morning. So I don't think I'd have anyone over to see these commercials when they air, if they air.
All right. Are you ready for your top five?
Top five.
Okay. So our top five is kind of Thanksgiving themed. It's top five modes of transportation. What is your number five?
Just as a caveat, I put realistic ones on my list. I don't know how you did it, but I put ones that I've actually done. So that's how I'm forming my list.
Okay.
My number five is an airplane, specifically a private plane. But
ooh, wait, you've been in a private plane?
I have been, yes. Actually, 3 times, to be honest with you.
What for?
Two were like you know somebody that knows somebody, and then one okay. was I don't want to say an advertisement, but like it was like a promotional thing, in the news. You know, like, hey, come join us for this, and then you know it ended up being in a like a private plane type thing. It didn't get off the ground, but it was in a private plane.
Oh, so you didn't actually take off in the plane; you were just in it.
For that, yes. But I've taken off the other 2 times, yes.
Okay. So one time sat in a private plane, and then twice actually got to fly in a private plane. I've never been in a private plane.
It's not that great, to be honest with you. I mean, most of the flights are pretty short, and that's kind of it. You're up, you're down. You know, the world spins around.
My number five is one of those people movers at airports. I love those things.
Oh, I this might surprise you. I've never, ever been on a people mover in an airplane or an airport.
What do you mean you've never done it before? You've never looked at that and like, oh, I want to try that out.
I mean, unless you're counting, like, there are some airports like Atlanta, Orlando, for instance, that have those trams that take you from like the check-in counter to the terminals. But I've never done like the actual tram or whatever in the airport that takes you from one end of the terminal to the other.
No, I'm talking about those things that are like the flat escalators. Like, oh, you just walk and it makes you walk faster.
Oh, well, then definitely. Why don't you just say like the fast escalators in the airport?
I assume they were people movers. Is that not what it's called?
I guess
the flat
I don't know.
Escalator?
Maybe I'm wrong. For everyone that's listening, maybe it's my fault, because in Detroit, they have a people mover, which is a tram that goes from stop to stop, right, in the city.
Yeah.
It's like a taxi, and they have that at Metro Airport in Detroit. And then they also have the fast-moving escalators.
Oh, a moving walkway is actually what it's called, also known as an auto walk or okay. moving pavement or a travelator, also spelled differently, either spelled T-R-A-V-O-L-A-T-R. O-R, or T-R-A-V-E-L-A-T-O-R. That always amazes me, is that somehow in the English language, we can't even agree how the same word is spelled. Like, why does it have two different spellings? It should be spelled either, like, one is right and one is wrong. Why are both of them somehow acceptable?
You know, I'm just going to stay mum on this, because I'm not in any capacity to
this just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, okay. Then why don't we just spell everything however the hell we want, if every kind of spelling of the same word is somehow okay?
It sounds like you need to take that up with Oxford.
Okay, my number four is airplane.
Just like a domestic flight, private plane? What are you doing?
No, I just flap my arms really fast.
I have an electric bike.
Oh, that's a good one. And I like how you added in the laziness of having it be electric as well. Those things look pretty badass, man. I see a lot of people having those electric bikes now.
My number three, it's pretty boring. It's pretty simple, but you got to have it on there. And that's just a regular old car.
That's me. That's my number three, too. I have car as well. Right. I mean, like, you have to put it on there. It's too obvious. What's your number two?
We're going to go with a jetpack.
That'd be awesome.
And when
Would
I
you said, get one, though?
What'd you say?
Would you really do it? Like, if somebody said, hey, okay, this is your new method of travel, here's your jetpack. Would you really?
As I said in the beginning, I only put these on my list if I've actually done this. And I have put on one of those water jetpacks and have used it. And though I failed miserably, I envision what it would be like to have an actual jetpack. That's why it's on my list.
What was it like?
To be honest, it wasn't as fun nor as innovative as I thought it would be. And I was told after I failed miserably that there might have been something to do with the capacity of mass that the jetpack was trying to lift off as to why it didn't work too well with me.
Well, did you get out of the water?
Yeah, I mean, I probably got 6 feet up off the water, but then it kind of sputtered out and I fell into the water.
Didn't you just go straight, like, just plowing through the water, like no. Aquaman, but no, not getting up? And
I didn't get to do any of that. I, you know, they said, okay, you know, press these two buttons, you know, click this lever, and you're going to start to you know, raise up the out of the water, and then you kind of, you know, use your momentum to lean forward side to side. I never got to that far, because when I tried to click the button to, you know, to, like, activate the jetpack, it was like, and then next thing I know, I'm in the water, and they're like, all right, your time's up. Did you have a lot of fun? No, I didn't get to do anything. So,
how much money you pay for it?
I think it was 45 an experience, I think.
For how long?
Forever. You got two tries, and that was my first try. My second try, I couldn't even get it to work, and then they said, well, you know, and this is no joke, by the way. I'm not even trying to be funny. They said, well, there is a weight limit of like 325 pounds, but you're well under that. There might be just something wrong with the backpack. The other ones, you know, over here with other folks, you can maybe wait if you want, but it might be a while before we can get you your second try. And I just said, fuck this. I'm going to, you know, leave and go to the bar.
Did you get your money back?
I did not get my money back, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you wasted $45.
I did. And, you know, like I said, I think it'd be great to have a jetpack to move around. But, you know, and if any of you have done it out there with the water jetpack, I'm sure it's great times. But my time was not very great. But
were you more sad or angry when you walked away just wet and cold?
I mean, I wasn't the only one of my group that it happened to, so I didn't feel that bad. Like when the guy like swam over to me and he was like, oh, yeah, we've been having issues with this. You know, we don't think it's a mass issue. I'm like, yes, I'm not that fat. That's really all I cared about.
I think the guy was just being nice to you, right? He probably just said that because he's being nice to you. Because if somebody said that to me, I would then be going over there and asking for a refund. And if you didn't get a refund because their equipment malfunctioned, then the guy was just being nice to you and like, hey, I'm probably sure when you went and asked for the refund, the guy would be like, look, we just say that to make people feel better, but it's a weight issue, sir.
It was not the better hour of my day that day. I can tell you that, as I was the only one out of our group of, I was the only one who could not like sustain, you know, like in the air. So, and I was also the biggest person there. But I, you know, I'm going to go by that guy's words that it was not the mass issue. So
my number two is actually, I enjoy a Subway. I think it's fantastic. It's good people watching. It's easy. It's generally cheap. You don't really have to put much effort into it. You just kind of sit there and stare at people who are fascinating. Subway is awesome. I love a Subway.
Yeah, Subways are fine. I don't have a whole lot of experience with them, but they're not one way or the other. They're on my honorable mention. That's all I have them as.
Okay, what's your number one?
An underwater scooter.
That doesn't even exist.
It does exist. It's literally, you know, when you're scuba diving or whatever.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's a little propeller motor that assists you along. And I got to tell you, they are fantastic. And if I could use that just to go from place to place, I would, because, I mean, it's just awesome.
Wow. Nothing like moving through the water at 5 miles an hour. This is amazing. Get it up to six.
It beats trying to beat the current, which you will not do, and then get taken into a sea of jellyfish that sting the shit out of you. I can tell you that.
Doesn't sound much fun to me. Like, whoa.
What's your number one?
I almost feel like I'm moving.
What's your number one? A train? A boat?
Blimp.
I don't know. Blimp on my list.
No, it's actually walking.
Oh,
I disappointed myself. I'd much rather walk. I was too serious about my list at the end. I got all high and mighty, like walking is the best exercise for me. Jeez. I should have went something different.
I mean, why don't you just put running on there, Mr. Athletic?
It's awful. Running is terrible. It really seems awful. Everything about running is awful. If I was gonna look. I'm going to be that guy that says those one wheel things look like they're pretty fun. I usually look at the people who are on one wheels and like, but like, now I'm kind of like, man, that looks kind of fun.
I mean, I have a Segway on there on my honorable mention.
I wouldn't be on a Segway. A one wheel is just a cool Segway. That's all it is.
Okay. I'm kind of confused by what a one wheel is, but I'll have to look it up.
It's got one wheel. I literally don't know how to describe it other than that.
Other than
it's basically a Segway, but it's okay. Imagine if a Segway was condensed, turned into a skateboard and had one wheel. That's basically what it is. Like, okay. It's like skateboarding with an engine.
I'm kind of surprised that you didn't have skateboarding on your list. I figured you'd have something like that.
No, I've never been a skateboarder.
I mean, obviously me either.
No. Rollerblades, baby.
Oh my
God. Yeah. No, terrible. I never roll. I actually did rollerblade. Rollerblade is the kind of stupid thing that you buy like once every 7 years. Like, I'm going to start rollerblading. This sucks. 7 years later, I'm going to start rollerblading. Oh, this still sucks. 7 years later, I'm going to buy these rollerblades.
Okay,
what's in your honorable mention?
Say I have a boat. You
Ooh,
know,
that's a good one.
By train. I also have, like I said, I have Segway. I also put on here, and I'm not even sure how to kind of describe it, but it's like a tricycle, but it's an electric tricycle, if that makes any sense. I also have a go-kart, and that's...
go-kart's pretty fun.
That's all I have on there.
I would add in there, I mean, I've been in a helicopter. That was pretty badass. It was a little tiny helicopter, but it was still like, man, this is cool. Because you're just like, boom. You just take off and go wherever you want to. Let's see. Other things, other modes of transportation that I could think of, though, would be a dirigible. Better known, perhaps, as a blimp. Speedboat. That sounds, actually, I could care less. That's one of those things I don't really want to do is go really fast on water. Like, nope. Everybody knows that meme video they got where that guy's like racing his powerboat and all these people fall out of it.
Oh, man.
That's exactly what he deserved.
Oh, that dude biffed it terribly.
Man, he was seriously injured, I'm sure. I'm not going to do any kind of fact checking, but he had to have been seriously injured. Unicycle, you're an asshole.
Yep.
No, snowmobile, badass.
Yeah, to me, those are death traps, man. I've known too many people that have gotten seriously hurt, including my own family members on those.
I feel exactly the same way about an ATV. I feel like those are death traps. That would be the only thing that I would tell my children, like, I don't think you should be on that.
I'm done, man. I'm done with this. I'm done with that. I'm done with my thinking about my friends, poking out with my wife after I'm dead.
All right. What do you eat? What's the first thing you're eating for Thanksgiving, man? Where are you going first?
Oh, 100% sweet potatoes.
Ooh, good call. I go biscuits. I go biscuits.
I got to tell you though, with everything that's going on, I mean, we're staying in and it's just going to be me, my wife and my two kids, you know, basically under two. There's going to be a lot of leftover food in my house. I can tell you that.
No, there won't be.
No, you're right. That's why the jetpack didn't work, god damn it.
Exactly. Okay, that's going to go ahead and do it for this episode of Profoundly Pointless. But before we go, I just want to say a sincere and honest thank you to everybody who takes time to listen to this show. We really do appreciate it. We really do. Love hearing from you guys, whether it's feedback about the episode or just anything in general. I can honestly say that we value it every time somebody takes the time to listen to the show or interact with us. So for this Thanksgiving special, just want to give thanks to all of our listeners and guests who have taken time out of their day to listen to us. Thank you.